Module 3, Cooperation Skills. Cooperation is everything. Defining cooperation is simple. Combining energies to work towards a common goal. However, teaching its meaning to a young child is easier said than done. From the moment the child learns this valuable skill, it gets put into action in almost every aspect of our lives. At home with our families, with classmates at school, or with friends and co-workers at work. Cooperation helps us communicate and interact harmoniously with others. It helps us to accomplish tasks more easily and more effectively. This is why children need to start practicing these valuable skills at an early age. As the child grows older, cooperation skills become increasingly important for building a healthy and strong self-esteem. In this module, Cooperation is Everything, you will learn how to help your child to find his personal strengths and how he can recognize other strengths and skills based on strength pedagogy. You will also learn a lot about teamwork skills. Teamwork skills are considered key skills children need in the future, and they are included in the Finnish early childhood education curriculum too. When a child knows how to work together and how to utilize various teamwork skills, it will be easier and more enjoyable for him to work in groups. You will learn nice tools to help practice teamwork skills with children. We will also talk about different temperaments and how to guide the child to good interaction. You learn important, scientifically proven findings from Finland on how temperament can affect success at school. Every child is unique with a personal temperament. Recognizing the temperament of your child may help you as a parent to understand and respect the individual. It also helps parents and educators to support the growth and positive development of the child in the best possible way. You will also learn how to encourage your child to be an active participant and what participation really means. Additionally, you will learn the ways in which inclusion and participation can influence the child's self-expression skills. We are going to talk about shyness too. Many studies show that shyness does not disappear by school age, but the child most often learns to manage his shyness better. We adults, educators and parents should accept shyness and offer support as long as the child needs it. In this module, we'll provide you the best tools for this. Cooperation brings people closer together, helps people to learn from each other, and opens up new channels for communication. Cooperation also helps us to solve problems. It is one of the most important skills the child can master. We are confident that these learnings from Finland, the happiest country in the world with the best school in the world, will be extremely useful to you and your child. Module 3, Cooperation Skills. Cooperation is Everything, has the following 6 chapters. 1. Strengths. How to recognize and foster child's strengths. 2. Teamwork Part 1. How to teach a child the essential teamwork skills. 3. Teamwork Part 2. How to cooperate successfully in a group. 4. Different temperaments. How to support your child's temperament and guide him to good interaction. 5. Active participant. How to learn to be an active participant in a group. 6. Shyness. How to encourage a shy child to manage interactive situations better. Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. Welcome aboard.